To the DLH Insights podcast. My name is Porter. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm the Corporate Social Responsibility Specialist. The DLH Insights podcast is moderated by members of the DLH Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging, or DEIB Council. And we're here to provide you with deeper insight into goings on across DLH. On today's episode, I have with me Malik Farabee, DLH's Chief Human Capital Officer, who is going to kick off episode one of our podcast by sharing some of his experiences with the DEIB Council, which he is a member. This council was inaugurated in January of 2023, and it has a diverse array of DLHers sitting on it currently. And it's also aligned with DLH's values of diversity and inclusion, which makes it a true manifestation of actionable work created by the workforce for the workforce. So, Malik, thank you so much for your time joining me today. I would love for you to begin sharing a bit more about yourself, as well as some insight into why DEIB and the council are important to you and your experience at DLH.
Thank you, Porter, and thank you for inviting me to the first inaugural podcast for DEIB. It's an honor to be on the podcast, and I think it's fantastic that we're doing this to provide not only an outlet for people like myself who'd be invited on and hopefully others soon, but also to give folks an understanding and oversight and insight into what we're doing on the DEIB Council. This is fantastic. Thank you so much for inviting me. I will say, to start off in addressing your first question, is DEIB has a personal place in my heart because of my background in the workplace. And as we all know, diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging are things that happen in the workplace, but it happens to us in our daily life. It happens all around us. And for me, to see that we have an outlet within our organization where we can talk about things that impacts our lives and how it impacts our lives at work, I think is a great opportunity for all of us. And how we went about creating the DEIB Council is also important to me because we wanted to ensure we got a great cross-section of where our employees are, whether it's level, whether it's function, whether it's operating unit, or in the corporate support areas. We've created a great cross-function of where our employees are and try to get a good representation of that body of employees on the DEIB Council. I think we made a great first attempt, and we'll continue to refine that as we get more and more employees involved. So from that perspective, I think that's my first takeaway, that I think the council did a great job of trying to identify a great cross-section. For me personally, how I look at the council, I have a story to add. And let me give the story some context. When I first arrived at DLH back in 2021, I believe it was November of 2021, and I was approached by our CEO, Zach Parker. And for me, it was very interesting to be approached by a Black CEO. Mm-hmm. There's not many Black CEOs in the government contracting space. So to be approached by a Black CEO in the government contracting space was very unique. And having discussions with him, I could see where Zach and I were kindred spirits. We went to the same executive development programs in our careers, both UCLA and Wharton. We both had the same upbringing through government contracting, where he was on the Northrop Grumman side, I was on the AECOM side. And we just saw so many keen similarities. Yet at the same time, we saw differences. And less it became important to me that he was a Black CEO, and more important that he had a diversity of thought behind him being a Black CEO. And then when he introduced me to the team, and we're talking about Catherine Jonkel, Janine Christian, Helene Fisher, Jackie, the entire team was just a great, and Kevin Wilson as well, And that was the team at that time, as I was interviewing and getting introduced to them. I thought that this team is such a diverse team of executives that I had never participated in any organization with. It was a first for me. Typically, I am the only Black person in the executive team in my travels. And typically, I am the youngest executive on the team that I'm on. And that gave me great perspective. And I can tell you, all the companies that I've worked for has certainly appreciated my contributions from a diversity of thought perspective. And I think the same thing has happened here. Even with a great diverse executive leadership team, we still have the opportunity to have a diversity of thought that goes beyond a race or a gender. And I think that's what makes our diversity, our DEIB council unique, because from the executive team on down, you can see that we have invested in diversity and we've leveraged it in a way where it has become very important to the values of this organization. Mm-hmm. So just wanted to share that story with all of you, because that struck me in a really positive way, and even more so to see what we've done with that visible diversity and how we're translating that into more of a diversity of thought within the business.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. The visible diversity is really powerful, because a lot of times if you're perusing a company site or even just out and about with friends and networking, you don't see the visible diversity often. And so just to have that from just that one sight of a sense for us to see the visible diversity is one thing. And then for us to really expound upon that diversity and know that there's so much more of those dimensions of diversity beyond just the sight and all of the different backgrounds, experiences that all of us bring, that's really walking the walk. That was something I had noticed when I had arrived as well, is really diving down into those topics and making sure that we're understanding diversity from all of those levels. Would you say that being on the council, you've expanded that idea of a spectrum of diversity or dimensions of diversity? Just from your own perspective, are you seeing things, whether it's across the enterprise or in your personal life, in a different way because of your experience and the things that you've learned participating on the DLH DEIB Council?
Yes. Yes is the short answer, and I will expound.
Okay.
And I will say that in the council, the expectation was you're going to hear different perspectives. The great takeaway has been the perspectives are things that I could, one, apply in my daily life outside of work, and two, it really brought a notion of things that I would have already understood and known, yet I didn't think about them in the way that they were being presented. It gave me a different view or a paradigm shift on a topic I already knew, sure. I already understood. It was just a perspective that really did a shining of light in a different way than I anticipated.
Yeah.
And there's a few examples of that. I mean, I know we focus on that diversity piece, but the inclusion side of things was a great example within DEIB, within the DEIB Council, where we really focused on how can we allow folks to be included? And then what's the difference between making people feel included and people feeling like they belong? Mm. And I was able to see that difference. I was skeptical at first, and I can say this clearly because I'm talking to Porter, and many of you may or may not know that when we brought Porter in, she really expounded our concept of what DEIB is, and helped us to understand that there is a difference between what inclusion can be and what belonging can be. And I really learned that in the DEIB Council very, very keenly, where inclusion is everyone has a seat at the table, and belonging is making people feel like they are there. They're seen and they are there. And that difference to some may sound minute, However, when I've been going through the process in the council and working with different team members, I can clearly see the distinction. So that's something that I've been able to leverage and utilize. And yes, I've used it on my kids
Nice.
to ensure that they understand the difference. And they're my test subjects for many things. So
Sure.
typically, when I walk away with things that I've learned, I try to test them out on my family first. And most times it works well. So
I'm
yes,
gonna,
that was
yeah,
my big takeaway.
we won't make you expound on the times it didn't work, but I appreciate you sharing that. So on in the same vein of inclusion, you teed that up really well. So I was curious to learn more about your perspective on how can DLHers feel included in this conversation, this journey, this discovery of DEIB, even of the council. Like, how do they get involved? What makes DEIB so important to anyone at DLH to get a seat at the table or share their voice or their opinion?
Yes, and I think that's a great question. We first need to ensure employees understand what the EIB is and what it means to us as an organization. And for me, what it is, it's the opportunity for us to communicate where our company values are. DEIB is a value of this organization, and we hold it very dear. As we said earlier in the discussion, it's in the fabric of who we are physically in the ELT, all the way down through our organization. For the past 3 years, each year we have hired 1,000 diversity hires
Wow,
in the last 3 years
that's
on
amazing.
average. So that is absolutely amazing. It's something that we walk, talk, yet we need to get the voice of the employees embedded into the discussion. And the DEIB allows employees to be involved in the discussion. And the discussion can go in many different directions. That, to me, is the important element. We've created employee resource groups that span different aspects of the business. We have parts of the business that talk about DLH Cares, which again is a facet of DEIB, depending on how you look at the lens and the paradigm. Yet we have affinity groups that talk about specific issues that employees may hold near and dear to them. We want to give employees that opportunity to talk about those issues in existing affinity groups or create new affinity groups so they feel as if they have a platform and outlet. With the advent of mental health becoming more and more aware, where us as a society are putting more awareness and onus on mental health, I think the affinity groups through the DEIB Council and getting involved there is a great opportunity for our employees to use the affinity groups as an opportunity to talk about issues that may be sensitive, that may be specific to them and their social diaspora. I think it's a great opportunity. So the next step on the now what piece, I would say to employees, is to get involved. And I know it's easier said than done. We're a government contractor. Many times employees are on contract sites. Many times they don't have access or availability based on the time when meetings occur. However, we are consistently working on how we can reach the employees where they are. So get involved, pick up the phone, call Porter, send her an email, send Malik an email or others on the DEIB Council, and we'll do our best to try to get any and all employees involved in the discussion.
That's awesome. So just to recap, any and all DLHers can be a part of DEIB.
Absolutely correct.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah, we welcome everybody, all of your opinions. I say this all the time. I want to hear the good, the bad, the ugly, no matter what the topic is. It just makes it a part of the experience. That's how you really dig down into all of that good stuff. So that was fabulous, Malik. Thank you so much. We are out of time, but it's always a pleasure to converse with you and to listen to your experiences. So I appreciate you being a part of the first DLH Insights podcast. So for those of you listening, and if you're interested in learning more about DEIB at DLH, we will certainly post some of the links and the opportunities that Malik shared on. So the affinity groups, ERGs, we call them community networks at DLH. We'll pop that link with our publication of the podcast. We have a SharePoint site for DEIB. And then, Malik, something that stood out to me in your last remark that I think is really important about getting involved, connecting with people. So we have, I believe it's 12 or 13 DLHers sitting on the DEIB Council currently, and they are more than happy to be a connection for anyone in DLH to have a conversation. Maybe if you have an idea for the council, they would love to hear from you. So I'll also make sure that we include the list of our DEIB council members so that you can reach out as well. And the last thing that I will say is that if you would like to submit a topic for this podcast, we would love to hear from you as well. So if you're reaching out to the DEIB council members already, feel welcome to pop in a suggestion for a DLH Insights podcast topic. It doesn't have to be about DEIB, but obviously that's my favorite topic. So if you have one that you'd like to submit, go for it. But all ideas are welcome. So we're happy to hear from everybody. Tune in next time for episode 2. We're going to have another inspiring conversation honoring the veterans of our workforce. So until then, we hope you find insight into your life, both in and out of the office. And we thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Malik.
Thank you very much, Porter.